This is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Stephen Hyatt was walking on Edisto Island with his girlfriend Kelly, and they came across a toad that they couldn't identify. It looked different from the toads that they were used to seeing, and thought I might be able to help them identify it. What they were looking at, really, and this is not one you see a lot, it's not actually a true toad, but we call it an eastern spadefoot toad. It's called a toad because it's got a real bumpy skin, found throughout South Carolina, but they're rarely seen because they stay underground for most of the year. When heavy rain comes, they emerge and breed in pools of standing water, so they were at the right place at the right time. There's a little spade-like projection on the inside of the hind feet of this little animal that gives it the name spadefoot toad. And also there's a vertical pupil in the eye, not a round pupil, but a vertical pupil, which sets them apart.